Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom rozszerzony. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 25 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie czwarte. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź na temat pewnego regionu w Irlandii. Na podstawie zawartych w nagraniu informacji dopasuj podane zdania od A do F do odpowiadających im miejsc. Wpisz właściwe litery do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Cork has an abundance of fantastic places to eat and drink, and great farmers' markets to visit. It's a haven for artisan food producers and microbrewers. And there's the Jameson Whiskey Distillery in Middleton. It is also Ireland's largest and most diverse county in terms of scenery. Upstairs, at the English Market in Cork, K. Hart's Farmgate Cafe is a lunchtime gem. It's an ideal spot from which to soak up the busy market atmosphere. They use lots of produce from stalls downstairs to make traditional, good value dishes such as corned beef with mustard and parsley sauce, €14, and tripe and onions with optional drisheen, a sort of black pudding, €10.50. Cork's English Market is the finest food market in the country. Even if you're not buying fish, check out the enormous array of seafood on display at K. O'Connell's fish stall. Owner Pat enjoys the banter with his customers. He even entertained the Queen when she dropped in recently. Go there for perfect cheeses and freshly made pasta. The owners mature many of the large selection of cheeses themselves. Andrew Malcolm, expert forager, leads expeditions from our restaurant, O'Brien Chop House in Lismore, into the woods and along the seashore to collect wild mushrooms, edible flowers and herbs, which Chef Robbie Kraftchick uses to make lunch. We also run butchery courses with Robbie's dad, Frank. €99 per person, including lunch. Rock Cottage is a magical place. It's a pretty, slate-covered house in a stunning coastal setting not far from Skull, in deepest West Cork. Owner Barbara Klotzer is the perfect host, offering wonderful cooking and warm hospitality. It's an ideal spot for exploring the gorgeous West Cork coast. Doubles from €70, bed and breakfast. Ballyvillane House is our beautiful 18th-century house near Fermoy, north of Cork City. It's more Downton Abbey-style house party than swanky posh hotel. It has just 6 bedrooms, and communal dinners featuring a 4-course set menu are always a high point, with most ingredients grown or reared on the estate farm and gardens. Woodland walks and salmon fishing are just some of the activities on offer, and there's a crackling log fire to keep you warm. Doubles from €85 bed and breakfast, 4-course dinner, €55 per person.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Cork has an abundance of fantastic places to eat and drink, and great farmers' markets to visit. It's a haven for artisan food producers and microbrewers. And there's the Jameson Whiskey Distillery in Middleton. It is also Ireland's largest and most diverse county in terms of scenery. Upstairs, at the English Market in Cork, Kay Hart's Farmgate Cafe is a lunchtime gem. It's an ideal spot from which to soak up the busy market atmosphere. They use lots of produce from stalls downstairs to make traditional, good value dishes such as corned beef with mustard and parsley sauce, €14, and tripe and onions with optional drisheen, a sort of black pudding, €10.50. Cork's English Market is the finest food market in the country. Even if you're not buying fish, check out the enormous array of seafood on display at Kay O'Connell's fish stall. Owner Pat enjoys the banter with his customers. He even entertained the Queen when she dropped in recently. Go there for perfect cheeses and freshly made pasta. The owners mature many of the large selection of cheeses themselves. Andrew Malcolm, expert forager, leads expeditions from our restaurant, O'Brien Chop House in Lismore, into the woods and along the seashore to collect wild mushrooms, edible flowers and herbs, which Chef Robbie Kravchik uses to make lunch. We also run butchery courses with Robbie's dad, Frank. €99 per person, including lunch. Rock Cottage is a magical place. It's a pretty slate-covered house in a stunning coastal setting not far from Skull, in deepest West Cork. Owner Barbara Klotzer is the perfect host, offering wonderful cooking and warm hospitality. It's an ideal spot for exploring the gorgeous West Cork coast. Doubles from €70, bed and breakfast. Ballyvillane House is our beautiful 18th-century house near Fermoy, north of Cork City. It's more Downton Abbey-style house party than swanky posh hotel. It has just 6 bedrooms, and communal dinners featuring a 4-course set menu are always a high point, with most ingredients grown or reared on the estate farm and gardens. Woodland walks and salmon fishing are just some of the activities on offer, and there's a crackling log fire to keep you warm. Doubles from €85 bed and breakfast, 4-course dinner, €55 per person.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie piąte. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź na temat zespołu The Beatles. Zaznacz w tabeli znakiem X, które zdania są zgodne z treścią nagrania, T, true, a które nie, F, false. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz 1 punkt.
The Beatles are one of the most commercially successful and critically acclaimed bands in the history of popular music, selling over 1 billion records internationally. In the United Kingdom, the Beatles released more than 40 different singles, albums and EPs that reached number one, earning more number one albums, 15, than any other group in UK chart history. This commercial success was repeated in many other countries. The record company EMI estimated that by 1985 they had sold over 1 billion records worldwide. According to the Recording Industry Association of America, the Beatles have sold more albums in the United States than any other band. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked the Beatles number one on its list of 100 greatest artists of all time. According to the same magazine, the Beatles' innovative music and cultural impact helped define the 1960s, and their influence on pop culture is still evident today. In 2008, Billboard magazine released a list of top-selling Hot 100 artists to celebrate the chart's 50th anniversary. The Beatles were at the top of it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The Beatles are one of the most commercially successful and critically acclaimed bands in the history of popular music, selling over 1 billion records internationally. In the United Kingdom, the Beatles released more than 40 different singles, albums and EPs that reached number one, earning more number one albums, 15, than any other group in UK chart history. This commercial success was repeated in many other countries. The record company EMI estimated that by 1985 they had sold over 1 billion records worldwide. According to the Recording Industry Association of America, the Beatles have sold more albums in the United States than any other band. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked the Beatles number one on its list of 100 greatest artists of all time. According to the same magazine, the Beatles' innovative music and cultural impact helped define the 1960s, and their influence on pop culture is still evident today. In 2008, Billboard magazine released a list of top-selling Hot 100 artists to celebrate the chart's 50th anniversary. The Beatles were at the top of it.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie szóste. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie rozmowę na temat służby zdrowia. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B, C lub D. Za każde poprawne rozwiązanie otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Adria, what do you think about nationalized healthcare in the United States? I know that most Democrats are for it and most Republicans are against it. So what do you think?
I think it's really necessary. After hearing a lot about the healthcare system in other countries and the healthcare system in our country, comparatively, I'd have to say there are a lot of problems with the healthcare system in the US. And I think it definitely needed some reform. And I think some of the most poignant examples are definitely insurance companies declining coverage for children with cancer because they developed cancer when their parents were unemployed, so they don't have health insurance. But they deny the children health insurance, and I think that's just absurd. And another really big issue is that actually being a woman is considered like a pre-existing condition, which in a pre-existing condition you can be denied healthcare coverage. So C-sections, for instance, aren't usually covered in having a child. It's considered a pre-existing condition for many health insurance companies. And I think that with nationalized healthcare, it will allow women to have coverage to have children and then their children to be covered in case the parents are unemployed or something happens in the family. So I think in those respects is a positive. But maybe the way the Republicans and the Democrats kind of gave and took from each other, that may be, in the end, it became something that there are causes in the healthcare bill in the US that I didn't necessarily agree with. What do you think?
Well, it sounds to me like maybe you're talking more about healthcare insurance reform instead of healthcare reform, because there's a big difference. I think that what you're talking about is less information or less responsibility put on the government, and more on the healthcare being responsible, on the insurance being responsible. And I think that's very important because I've also been in the countries with nationalized healthcare. I spent a lot of time in Japan, which has it, and Japan has a nationalized health insurance program, which is fantastic. If you've got something wrong with you, you can go to hospital, and it's very cheap. In the United States, we don't have that. And obviously, healthcare in the United States is very expensive. But I think that what we need is healthcare insurance reform. We need to make sure that the insurance companies aren't as powerful as they are, that they do have more liberal rules and guidelines. If you have a pre-existing condition and if you want to have a child, the health insurance company shouldn't be able to say no. We're not going to pay for that. They should say, well, yes, that is covered, and we will pay for it. But I think that healthcare needs to remain privatized because private healthcare leads to new technology. It leads to better healthcare practices. If, all of a sudden, the government is paying for all of our doctors and there's no privatization, no capitalism, then how are things going to advance? When competition between companies increases, so does the technology and the level of healthcare that people receive.
You raised an interesting issue. So, yeah, I agree with the things you said, but don't largely Republicans disagree with socialized medicine or socialized healthcare or insurance, period?
They do. They disagree with the whole thing. They believe that the system right now is okay, although they recognize it as being very expensive. And that's why I'm a little different, because I think that the health insurance system needs to be completely reformed. But I think that privatized healthcare, as it is now, is good, because you're able to get fantastic doctors. You're going to have to pay more for them, but that can be fixed with better insurance programs.
Interesting.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Adria, what do you think about nationalized healthcare in the United States? I know that most Democrats are for it and most Republicans are against it. So what do you think?
I think it's really necessary. After hearing a lot about the healthcare system in other countries and the healthcare system in our country, comparatively, I'd have to say there are a lot of problems with the healthcare system in the US, and I think it definitely needed some reform. And I think some of the most poignant examples are definitely insurance companies declining coverage for children with cancer because they developed cancer when their parents were unemployed, so they don't have health insurance. But they deny the children health insurance, and I think that's just absurd. And another really big issue is that actually being a woman is considered like a pre-existing condition, which in a pre-existing condition you can be denied healthcare coverage. So C-sections, for instance, aren't usually covered in having a child. It's considered a pre-existing condition for many health insurance companies. And I think that with nationalised healthcare, it will allow women to have coverage to have children and then their children to be covered in case the parents are unemployed or something happens in the family. So I think in those respects is a positive. But maybe the way the Republicans and the Democrats kind of gave and took from each other, that may be, in the end, it became something that there are causes in the healthcare bill in the US that I didn't necessarily agree with. What do you think?
Well, it sounds to me like maybe you're talking more about healthcare insurance reform instead of healthcare reform, because there's a big difference. I think that what you're talking about is less information or less responsibility put on the government, and more on the healthcare being responsible, on the insurance being responsible. And I think that's very important because I've also been in the countries with nationalized healthcare. I spent a lot of time in Japan, which has it, and Japan has a nationalized health insurance program, which is fantastic. If you've got something wrong with you, you can go to hospital, and it's very cheap. In the United States, we don't have that. And obviously, healthcare in the United States is very expensive. But I think that what we need is healthcare insurance reform. We need to make sure that the insurance companies aren't as powerful as they are, that they do have more liberal rules and guidelines. If you have a pre-existing condition and if you want to have a child, the health insurance company shouldn't be able to say no. We are not going to pay for that. They should say, well, yes, that is covered, and we will pay for it. But I think that healthcare needs to remain privatized, because private healthcare leads to new technology. It leads to better healthcare practices. If, all of a sudden, the government is paying for all of our doctors, and there's no privatization, no capitalism, then how are things going to advance? When competition between companies increases, so does the technology and the level of healthcare that people receive.
You raised an interesting issue. So, yeah, I agree with the things you said, but don't largely Republicans disagree with socialized medicine or socialized healthcare or insurance, period?
They do. They disagree with the whole thing. They believe that the system right now is okay, although they recognize it as being very expensive. And that's why I'm a little different, because I think that the health insurance system needs to be completely reformed. But I think that privatized healthcare, as it is now, is good, because you're able to get fantastic doctors. You're going to have to pay more for them, but that can be fixed with better insurance programs.
Interesting.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.